A group of wild orange-bellied parrots is hitching a lift to their winter feeding grounds in Victoria and South Australia. The birds were taken into captivity in southwest Tasmania before their migration, and they've been given a luxury ride instead after many birds were found to be dying in the earlier migrations. The plan is to release them back into the wild in Tasmania in spring. Felicity Ogilvie has the latest from Hobart.
Under lock and key in Hobart is a flock of one of the most endangered birds in the world. The bright green orange-bellied parrots are flying around the aviaries. But with fewer than 40 wild birds left, the parrots' future is in doubt.
I don't think there's anyone that would want to see the birds become extinct.
Scientists like Andrew Crane are intervening by running a captive breeding program. They're spending hours deciding which birds should mate.
So their breeding history is looked at, but we also look at their social compatibility. It's a bit like eHarmony for birds.
Matchmaking has been a success, with this captive breeding program producing 400 parrots so far. Captive bred birds are being released to breed with the dwindling numbers of parrots in the wild. But most of the birds born in Tasmania die during the winter migration to Victoria. Just 19 wild orange-bellied parrots returned to Tasmania last year. Now, the scientists are trying what they call ranching. It involves capturing the wild birds and sending them to Victoria to spend the winter in aviaries. They're looked after by Michael McGrath from Zoos Victoria.
The birds normally migrate up to the mainland, so in some sense they're doing the same journey, but they're actually being transported, in this case, by aeroplane in both directions. So they'll be used to the sort of conditions, I guess, on the mainland. They would have the similar sort of daylight hours. They would have similar climate that they would normally experience during the winter months.
In spring, the parrots will be flown by aeroplane back to Tasmania and released into the wild.
So we think the advantage of releasing birds that have been ranched is that they have previous experience of the wild and wild conditions. So we think these birds are likely to do better when re-released in terms of breeding and survival than those birds that have come straight from captivity and have never experienced wild conditions before.
Scientists left 15 of the orange-bellied parrots that were born in the wild this year to attempt the migration on their own. But Tasmanian bird scientist Mark Holdsworth fears many will die.
My approach would have been to take all of them, and that would have bolstered the population quite significantly. So nearly double the juveniles would have survived, and we would have far more breeding potential the following year. But I do understand the conservative approach, but I would be much more bold at this point in time. And I fear that we'll have to take the whole lot next year because this year may just result in just treading water effectively.
The manager of the Tasmanian orange-bellied parrot program, Andrew Crane, says there's good reason to be cautious.
We want to try and ensure that there are wild behaviours retained within the population. So there is an inherent risk if we took all of the birds that wild behaviour might be lost. So the decision was made to just take half. That gives us the maximum capacity, both in terms of how many birds can actually be physically looked after. It gives us the maximum chance of ensuring those birds survive and are able to be returned and released in Tasmania. And it also helps maintain our genetic diversity in that population.
One thing is for sure. Without interventions such as the ranching and a captive breeding program, the parrots would already be extinct.
Well, they sound chirpy enough anyway. Felicity Ogilvie reporting.